The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Got an idea for a topic? Email us at newsmakers@krla870.com. That's newsmakers@krla870.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
Joining me right now, a voice you are very familiar with, Larry Elder, the sage, is with us. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing well, Larry. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow. You are very, very busy, and we're going to talk about something coming up that our listeners are going to want to hear about, and that is Uncle Tom 2 and a special presentation locally in advance of the official release. We'll get into that. But first, I want to get your reaction to the news of this week, the FBI raiding former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort Monday. Your reaction to that story?
Well, not too surprisingly, I, like a lot of people, think it's absolutely outrageous. It doesn't appear to have anything to do with January 6th, but it apparently has to do with him taking records out of the White House and taking them down to Mar-a-Lago, which every president has done, taking records out that they want. There's a Presidential Records Act that was drafted and signed in 1978, I think it is. And normally when presidents take stuff that the archivists believe that they're entitled to, you work it out civilly. You have a negotiation. Now, they apparently had negotiations, and Trump did indeed turn over some boxes, but apparently negotiations broke down. But this display of bringing in the FBI and executing a search warrant against a sitting president has never been done before. And I think if they can do that to a president, they can do that to anybody. So I think it's absolutely, incredibly outrageous.
Yeah, and combine that with the fact that not the same kind of behavior takes place against Democrats, does it?
Well, that's the whole point, the hypocrisy. You know, Sandy Berger was a national security advisor under Bill Clinton, and Congress was conducting an investigation into the run-up to 9/11 and wanted to know whether or not Bill Clinton could have taken some actions to have stopped this. And Sandy Berger is in the National Archives literally taking papers out, stuffing them in his pants. He got a slap on the wrist. His security clearance was suspended for a few years, but he got it back, had to pay a little bit of fine, and that was pretty much it. And Hillary, of course, completely skated on violating the Espionage Act. She had an unsecured server in her basement, as you know, on which she sent and received classified information, on which she sent and received classified information to other people. And James Comey holds a press conference and outlines exactly what she did and how outrageous it was. And at the very end, he says, but she lacked the intent to violate the statute. Larry, I'm a lawyer, and intent is not a requirement of that statute. So she skated, as did Eric Holder. Eric Holder was subpoenaed for records pertaining to Fast and Furious by Congress, did not turn them over, and was the first sitting AG in American history to be found in criminal contempt of Congress. The Republicans took him to court, and a judge pretty much negotiated a turnover of the papers. It took about 2 years. But he never was prosecuted. He never was put in a witness chair and asked questions, a la Steve Bannon. Bannon didn't take the chair, but Bannon refused a subpoena from the January 6th committee, and he was prosecuted and found guilty. So, you know, the double standard just hits you in the face. And, you know, Lois Lerner, the head of that section, tax-exempt section of the IRS, and she was denying applications to conservative charities. For them to get a tax exempt status, and nothing happened to her. She's still living in her suburban house, getting her nice suburban pension. So the double let me just the other big one, the elephant in the room, of course, is Joe and Hunter Biden. It isn't just that Hunter was a lobbyist for China, Chinese companies, and Russian companies, and Ukrainian companies. You got the laptop story that was suppressed by the New York by Twitter and by Facebook. And 16% of Biden voters say had they known about the story, they would not have voted for Biden. But you have Hunter referring to the big guy, clearly his father, after getting 10%. And if what Hunter did is illegal, he didn't register as a foreign lobbyist, and if he collected funds that were illegal and gave 10% to Joe Biden, that means what Joe Biden received was illegal. Yet, as far as I know, there's no criminal investigation against against Joe Biden for allegedly profiting illegally from his son's activities. So this is the kind of double standard, two-tier justice that has people like moi angry.
Well, you've laid it out all there concisely in just a couple of minutes. It is a scary thing to think that we've arrived at this point where the incoming regime picks on and goes after the, you know, the previous regime like this and goes and does a raid like that. Not a good thing. But I want to talk about a good thing, and that is Uncle Tom 2. You are the executive producer on this. It follows the acclaimed Uncle Tom. This is Uncle Tom 2. It's going to be coming to Salem Now, officially August 26th, but I understand there is a screening Thursday the 18th at AMC Orange 30 at 7 p.m. with a VIP reception at 6 p.m., a post-screening Q&A, and our listeners can find out about it at the website am870.info, and they can go there and check it out. Tell us a little bit about this. This is it sounds good, doesn't it?
It really does, and I just want people to know they can see Uncle Tom 1 for free. All you have to do is go to UncleTom.com, and you can watch it for free. We thought it was important enough that everybody should see Uncle Tom 1. Someone described Uncle Tom 1, Larry, as a love letter to America. It's about the struggles of blacks since slavery, the culture of entrepreneurship, the culture of God, the culture of family that made blacks overcome all the disadvantages to the point now where, in my opinion, if you're willing to work hard and avoid the criminal justice system, you'll be just fine in America. Uncle Tom, too, takes a deeper dive about how people like Marxists, socialists, collectivists have, in my opinion, hijacked the movement and created a culture of anger and resentment to the point where you have 70% of black kids now entering the world without a father married to the mother, and many of them are quite angry about the inequalities that they see because they're unaware that these inequalities have largely been created by people who have co-opted the movement and by an intrusive government that, in some cases, with the best of intentions, launched the so-called war on poverty that, in my opinion, has incentivized women to marry the government and incentivize men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. And so we no longer have this culture of positivity and hope and hard work and ambition in church. We have a culture that is led by people like Black Lives Matter, the co-founders of whom are trained Marxists by their own assertion. And Marx, one of his goals was to dethrone God. Also, on their website, they've since taken it down, but Black Lives Matter talked about their opposition to the nuclear intact family. So here you have a movement, Black Lives Matter, that embraces somebody who wanted to dethrone God and disavows the nuclear intact family, which is the economic and cultural engine that made America great.
Again, you can purchase tickets. Go to am870.info, keyword uncle, to find out more specifically on this when we're talking about the premiere that's taking place, the special screening that will be this coming week. You don't want to miss it. You want to find out more. You want to get there. Again, it premieres Friday, August 26th on Salem Now. But you can get into a special pre-release movie screening on Thursday the 18th at the AMC Orange 30, located at 20 City Boulevard West in the city of Orange. It's sponsored by the Epoch Times and ersop.com. You can click on the website to purchase tickets, so you want to check that out. Yeah, Larry, when you were talking, I was thinking of visual things just stick in your mind. You remember this recently, a few months back or a month back, there was a video showing little kids kind of taunting police officers. And I thought to myself, when I was a kid, the cops were revered. They were brought into our class, and they were people you looked up at or to, and they were people good in the community. It kind of follows on the thought you're saying here that these parents, or lack of parents, are passing on this indoctrination into the little kids that the police are bad.
It's scary. That was in Minneapolis where, of course, George Floyd died at the hands of or the knee of Derek Chauvin. And it's just scary. These are two little black kids. They were toddlers. They had diapers still on. And the officers that they were confronting and taunting and hitting were black. One of these little kids referred to the black officer as an Oreo. This comes directly from the parents. And what's so outrageous about this narrative that the police are out to get black people, there's a magazine called policemag.com, Larry, and they talked about a poll in which people who self-described as very liberal and liberal were asked in 2019, how many unarmed black men did the police kill? Half of the self-described very liberal people assumed the police killed 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019. 8% thought the police killed 10,000 unarmed black men in 2019. As for the just regular old liberals, 39% thought the police killed 1,000 unarmed black men in 2019. 5% thought they killed 10,000 in 2019. Answer, according to the Washington Post database, Larry, it was 12. Yeah. So this is a gap between what's really happening and what some people really believe. And you're right about visuals. That's one of the things that I love so much about Uncle Tom 1 and 2. The director is a brilliant man. His name is Justin Malone. And the vision, the black and white vision that he had for the film and the music, incredible. Co-written by writer Ansel and Chad O. Jackson and myself. So I want to give them all credit. It was a collaborative effort. I'm just the executive producer.
And it picks up this compelling and brave analysis of black America with Branham Tatum in this one. And
That's right. Branham Tatum is in it, as is Colonel Alan West, Carol Swain, Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, and others. Also, Vodi Bakum. These are really powerful voices who talk about the evolution from demanding equal rights justifiably to the demand for equal results, which is not justifiable.
Yeah. Where do you think things are going? I mean, is this narrative, this false narrative, starting to crumble? Does more need to be done? Because you're a person who, you know, looks for results and what can be done. What's your analysis as to where things are? It, to me, it seems as if people are becoming aware of this. And if you look at the numbers, some people are shifting away from that, you know, leftist view on in the black society. What do you see happening?
Well, I think that people are reacting to the left-wing policies of wokeism, of all the spending that Joe Biden has done, the double-digit inflation, the high gas prices. And I think that the good side of all of this is maybe some people are starting to wake up now. And as you pointed out, the numbers are shifting. While blacks are still the only major demographic group where Joe Biden is above water, he's only above water for blacks about 10 points. Normally, you find about 90 to 95% of blacks supporting the Democratic Party. So there is a reaction to what's going on right now. But one of the reactions to that reaction, Larry, is that the Democrats are going to double down on telling black people that they're victims. That's why this critical race theory nonsense has been prominent. The chair of the January 6th committee, Benny Thompson, publicly called Clarence Thomas and Uncle Tom. And so the idea that black people are oppressed and under siege and it's all about social justice is something the Democratic Party is going to double down on for fear of losing that close to monolithic black vote without which they cannot succeed at the presidential level. They have not won the white vote at the presidential level since 1964. They need Hispanics and blacks and Asians, and they're beginning to lose them.
Out of time. Wish we could talk longer, but you can check out the movie. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2, An American Odyssey. It's the new movie from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone. The special screening is coming up Thursday, the 18th. Go to the website, am870.info, and you can purchase tickets right there on the site. Hurry. Thank you, Larry.
My pleasure, Larry. Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.